What's up, guys? So let's talk about happiness, and I'm gonna relate it to fitness. And I promise that this podcast wouldn't be about fitness, but it's the only thing I can relate it to because, you know, fitness is my passion. If you want happiness, okay, and we all get into fitness because for a desired look, a desired shiny object, we look in the mirror and we don't exactly like what we see. So we want to work out. We want to start getting fit, you know, feel better, eat better, you know, all that jazz. It takes work. It takes work to prep your meals. It takes work to go to the gym. And you're not going to get the results in a day, in a week, in a month, 2 months, 3 months. Let's say by the sixth month, you're there. Implementing fitness into your daily routine, you're working out 3, 4, 5 times a week, you're eating proper nutrition, right? You have a cheat day, you only cheat once every week. You have your goals, or you have the body. The next step is keeping that. Happiness takes work. See, the problem is when we attain that goal, when we attain that surface level happiness, that surface level of happiness, we think that's it. We think that's it. And as the days go by, when we start to feel lenient and we start to get a little more complacent, we realize, or in your mind you realize, that you're still not happy. Because happiness encompasses your whole life. So if you're happy with one thing, there's another aspect in your life that you aren't happy about. Happiness takes work. There are different types of happiness. You have happiness, physical attributes, your happiness with your body. The feeling of happiness in a relationship, happiness with your family, happiness with your food, your thoughts, your work, your occupation, your business. Happiness is bigger than just a look. So if you've accomplished that athletic body, that toned body that you've always dreamed of, and you're still not happy, well, it takes work. You got to be able to keep that. So you keep that, keep it in your routine. Now you want to find happiness elsewhere. Go find it. The hard part is not being able to sacrifice the first thing that made you happy. Now, the same for everybody. Everybody doesn't want to have an athletic body. But when you attain it, it gets very easy to be complacent when you attain it. Because you reach the mountain. You reach the top of the mountain. But out into the distant fog, there's another mountain. Which is happiness in your job. Happiness in your relationships, within your family, your partner, maybe your kids' happiness. Because you attained your physical happiness. How do you fit your physical happiness with everything else? It's a matter of continuing the work that you did to get up the mountain. And learning to handle the next level, which is keeping the body, keeping that surface level happiness while attaining more happiness with the other aspects of your life.